So this daf, Psachim daf Samech Vav, needs an asterisk next to it. It's an absolute classic daf. There's so much here. There's so many related raid bites, Baruch Hashem, that we've talked about this Gemara with the Bnei Beseira over the years. But I was thinking maybe to take a little bit of an interesting approach as it relates to the raid of today's daf. And that is that the first question that needs to be asked is, how is it possible that the Bnei Beseira had no idea whether Pesach is Doicha Shabbos? So the truth is that over the years, we've discussed two kashas that the Gedoyle Achreinim ask in different places. And that is, there were two Karbonos Pesach that were brought in Jewish history that were clearly brought on Shabbos. The first is the first Karbon Pesach that the Yidden brought after they left Mitzrayim. So the first Karbon Pesach ever was the Karbon Pesach that the Yidden brought in Mitzrayim. The one that they brought literally the day that they left Mitzrayim. That Karbon Pesach was different. Pesach Mitzrayim, it's not Pesach Torah. We spoke about it a little bit in the introduction to Talmud Nishchat, and we're going to get to it again, Be'ezus Hashem, between now and Arvi Pesachim. But the second Karbon Pesach that they brought was in the Midbar. In fact, it was the only Karbon Pesach that the Yidden brought in the Midbar, which is interesting. The Pasuk says in Parshas Baloischa that the Yidden brought a Karbon Pesach in the Midbar, and Rashi calls it Safri, Lahagid Genusan Shal Yisrael, that there was only one Karbon Pesach that the Yidden brought in the Midbar. So the Yidden brought a Karbon Pesach in Mitzrayim, then they go to the Midbar, and they brought that first year of Karbon Pesach, and after that, they weren't going to bring another Karbon Pesach until they entered Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, that Chodesh Nisan of the second year from when the Yidden left Mitzrayim was a very special day. Number one, it was the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. That was the day that the Yidden built the Mishkan. But the Gemara brings a Braisa Tana, Oysa Yom Natal Eser HaTaris. That day had 10 crowns. I mean, it was a very, very special day. And there were 10 firsts associated with that day. The first one was, it was Rishon L'Mayis HaBereshis. It was the first day of the week. It was a Sunday. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if you want to know what day of the week it was a Sunday. Now, why would Chazal tell us it was a Sunday? There must be some significance, right? But it was Rishon L'Mayis HaBereshis that you should know. You want to know Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, what day of the week it was? It was on the first day of the week, meaning it was on a Sunday. So ask the Achroinim, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan that year was a Sunday, that means Tesvav Nisan was also a Sunday, 14 days later. If that's the case, Yud Dalet Nisan, one day earlier, was a Shabbos. Yud Dalet Nisan is the day you bring the Karbon Pesach. And the Pasuk says very, very clearly, it was very much the topic of today's daf. The Pasuk has, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael asa Pesach b'mayadoi. That the Yidden brought the Karbon Pesach b'mayadoi. B'mayadoi means they brought it on Yud Dalet Nisan. So you see, they brought the Karbon Pesach on Yud Dalet Nisan, and Yud Dalet Nisan was a Shabbos. So what was the B'nei B'seira Shaila? It's a Pasuk in the Torah. It's a mefurish pasuk. V'yasu b'nei Yisrael asa Pesach b'mayadoi. And when was mayadoi? Yud Dalet Nisan. And Yud Dalet Nisan that year was a Shabbos. How do we know? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos Pei Zayin Amud Beis that Oisei Hayom, referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, had 10 Ataris. One of them was, it was Rishon L'Mayis HaBereishis. So if Aleph Nisan was Rishon L'Mayis HaBereishis, that means Tezvav Nisan was also Rishon L'Mayis HaBereishis, just to do the back of the envelope arithmetic, which means that Yud Dalet Nisan was on Shabbos. So you see, they brought it by Mayade, they brought it on Shabbos. That's the first kasha. The second kasha that the Achroinim ask is based on a Seder Olam that says that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, which was also in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, so they entered Eretz Yisrael and they brought a Karbon Pesach that first year. So the Yidden brought a Karbon Pesach in the Midbar, then the next Karbon Pesach that they would bring would be literally 39 years later. It would be that first year that they entered Eretz Yisrael. They were in Gilgal at the time, and it was known as Pesach Gilgal. That was physically the region, the part of Eretz Yisrael that they were. Now that year, Pesach also fell out on a Shabbos. You know, we know, because the Seder Olam says that the walls of Yericho fell on Chof Ches Nisan. Now we're going to fall on Chof Ches Nisan, but Chof Ches Nisan was a Shabbos. If Chof Ches Nisan was a Shabbos, that means 14 days earlier, Yud Dal Nisan was also a Shabbos. And the Pasuk says clearly they brought the Karbon Pesach. So Makshem Ma'olam, what was the B'nai B'seira Shaila? I don't understand. They weren't sure if Pesach Steich Shabbos. The two Karbonos Pesach that were brought, mamish from when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, were both brought on a Shabbos. The one Pesach that they brought in the Midbar was brought on a Shabbos. V'yasu B'nai Yisrael sa Pesach B'mayadoi, which means it was Yud Dal Nisan. And we know Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday, which means that Yud Dal had been on a Shabbos. And then the next one they were going to bring, the first one they brought in Eretz Yisrael. Pesach Gilgal was also brought on a Shabbos. Because Chav Ches Nisan, the day that the walls of Yericho fell, were a Shabbos. And if that's the case, it means Yudal Nisan was also a Shabbos. So what exactly was the suffix of the B'nai B'Seir? So on this Kasha, there's so many Terutzim, some of which we've spoken about in the past. That's not something we're going to talk about right now. But the truth is another thing that's very, very puzzling. And that is, forget about the first, second, third Karbonis Pesach that were brought in Jewish history. The reality is, very, very often, Shabbos coincides with Yud Dal and Nisan. It's just a fact. It happens very, very often. And if that's the case, so what was the Shaila? They should have had Messiah. What happened to the basic Messiah that they had? So you know, The Yerushalmi asked, and I understand, it's inevitable that from time to time, Yud Dal Nisan is going to fall out on a Shabbos. So if Yud Dal Nisan is going to fall out on a Shabbos, so based on that, this is something that they should know. And for the Yerushalmi, that it's true. Really, they should have known. And the reason they didn't know was mamish, it was Maisa Satan, or Fakir. This was Maisa Lakin. Hashem didn't want them to know. And the reason he didn't want them to know was Liten Gedula Lehillel. Because it was time for Hillel to become Nasi. And the events had to be orchestrated from on top, from Shemayim, so like this Hillel would become the Nasi. So it was simply so Hillel should get what he needed to get that the B'nai B'Seirah forgot. Reb Reuven Margolis wrote a sefer called Yesoid HaMishnah V'Arichasa. And in the sefer Yesoid HaMishnah V'Arichasa, he asked the obvious question. He says, I understand the cheshbon of the Yerushalmi, that Hashem purposely made the B'nai B'Seirah forget something that they should have really known, something they had no business forgetting. Why? But at the end of the day, it's still very hard to understand, because this is like a miracle, Shalvei Kederech HaTeva Mamash. How did they not know? 7 years ago, this is the way it was. 11 years ago, 22 years ago, someone had a father, a grandfather, a Zayda. Somebody would have known. If Yud Dal and Nisan fell out on Shabbos, this would have to be some mess. It's impossible for something like this to play out on Piderech HaTeva. So Liten Kedula Lehillel, all of a sudden, nobody remembers what happened probably several times during their lifetimes. It's a very, very hard thing to understand. So he says something very novel. He says, it could be the pshats like this. Once upon a time, Rosh Chodesh was determined not based on a calendar, but rather it was determined by Beis Din. Beis Din would accept Eidus. Eidus. Eidus would step forward and they would tell Beis Din that they saw the new moon. And based on that, they would determine when exactly it was going to be Rosh Chodesh. But we know that Beis Din had certain manipulative capabilities. They were able to, if it was necessary, to use sometime the power that they had and exercise that to make sure that a certain season wouldn't fall out at a certain time. And sometimes it was done. Ibra Chodesh is the great example of that. That very often, Beis Din would be Ma'abar Chodesh. Why would they be Ma'abar? They would add an extra Adar because they didn't want certain things to coincide with certain things, or to the contrary. If it was something that was negate the benefit of Klai, so that's something they would do. So said Reb Reuven Margolis that he thinks that the B'nai B'Seirah had never seen a Yud Dal Nisan that fell out on Shabbos. And there was nobody that was alive at that time that saw Yud Dal Nisan fall out on Shabbos. You're going to tell me it's not possible. It's inevitable that Yud Dal Nisan, just based on understanding the astronomy, at some point it's going to play out that way. The science dictates that it has to happen that way. So how is it possible that that was never the case? So I said, Reb Reuven Margolis, it's because the B'nai B'Seirah understood that they had a Messiah that you're always supposed to be Ma'abed Hashanah. If there's ever going to be a situation where Yud Dal Nisan has to fall out on Shabbos, we don't want it to fall out on Shabbos. And as a result, this was something that it was always pushed off. And the Messiah was to push it off. And therefore, It never happened because they were always being ma'aber in a way to make sure that it was never going to happen. But you know what happened this year? This year it happened. And you know what happened? Because Nisalma, they didn't take care of what they were supposed to take care of. And because they didn't take care of it, all of a sudden they got stuck. This had never happened. And there was no one alive that had a Messiah on this. They didn't write Torah Shmo Pesach. They didn't know. And all of a sudden now, they have this situation. Like, what are we supposed to do? And all of a sudden, it's gestalt asofik. This, that we were always ma'abir to make sure that Yud Dal Nisan never falls on a child. Is it because the Korban Pesach is not Doich HaShabbos? Well, they said, no, maybe the Korban Pesach is really Doich HaShabbos. But maybe the reason they did it was is because at the end of the day, the Machshirim are not Doich HaShabbos, and there's other elements of it. And maybe the Chacham didn't ever want that Yud Dal Nisan to fall out on Shabbos. Too dangerous. We're going to start being Machal Shabbos all over the place. It's very, very dangerous. So they pushed it away. But the point is that they, Poshet, didn't know what the reason was that Yud Dal and Nisan was always manipulated in a way that it should never fall out on Shabbos. But you know what the Nis'alma Mimenu was? They didn't forget. It's not the Pshat all of a sudden everyone had amnesia and they just don't know. They can't remember what happened 10 years ago. Of course, that doesn't make any sense. That's not what happened, said Reuven Margolis. He says, you know what happened? The Nis'alma was, is that they forgot to take care of business and to be ma'aber. And of them, Zokti Yerushalmi, you want to know why they made that error? It was unbefitting for the B'nai B'Seira. They wouldn't have done it. It never happened. Why all of a sudden this generation? This was already coordinated. This was orchestrated from above. Because it was time for Hillel to be Nasi. And this is the way Hillel was going to become Nasi. Hillel had a Messiah. He knew the reason that Yud Dal and Nisan was never on Shabbos. Not because Pesach's not Doicha Shabbos. Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. And now that we made a mistake and we have no choice, so but the less Breira, this is something that we have no choice to do. But either way, that's the rest of the story. This is what Rabbi Reuven Margolis says in his thesis, in his Sefer Yesoid HaMishnah V'Arichasa, V'ru'uyin HaDvarim L'Misha Amra. But I found in the Chdushek Sam Soifa Al-Hashas, right here, in the beginning of the sixth parak in Masechtas Pesachim, he says word for word what Rabbi Reuven Margolis says. He brings the Yerushalmi and the Teretz, and he asks Rabbi Reuven Margolis' question, and he says Rabbi Reuven Margolis' Teretz. So it's a Mefurish Chasam Sofer. He says the same exact thing. That the mistake was not, it's not Pshat, all of a sudden nobody was able to remember what had previously happened. K'deilite in Gedula Lehillel. That would be a miracle. Shalai K'derech Chateva. Ben Benoy Shalai K'derech Chateva. And that's not the way things work in this world. But rather, what it was is that they always knew to be Ma'aber, and this time they forgot to be Ma'aber. And that was the Yerushalmi's question. Why did they forget to be Ma'aber? That was Leite in Gedula Lehillel. And now they had a suffix. They weren't sure why it was always orchestrated so that Yud Dal Nisan shouldn't fall out on Shabbos, and that's what Hillel told them, that it's not because Pesach's not Doicha Shabbos. Pesach Chavad is Doicha Shabbos. The reason it was always done this way is because of Gzeira, but now that we have no choice, now that Yud Dal Nisan's falling out on Shabbos, we're going to have to do what we're going to have to do. I with the Machshirim, stick it into the wool, or into, between the horns of the goat, etc., etc. But that's the first star.